Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learned Daf Ayin Dal Maseches Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include the machlokes regarding hafara l'shemeres yavam, whether a yavam can make hafara for the shemeres yavam, a woman who awaits yibum from her deceased husband's brother. The reasons for the distinction of liyavam echad, when there's only one yavam, or l'shnei yavamin, when there are two yavamin. The machlokes regarding maimer l'beis shamai. The Mishnah Maseches Yavamas Daf Chav Tes states, Shloisha Achen, Shneim Nesum Shtei Achoyes, Ve'echad Mufna. There were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Two of them, Reuven and Shimon, married two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and the other, Levi, was not married. Meis Echad Mibali Achoyes, Ve'osa Ba Mufna Maimer. If Reuven passed away, and Levi did Maimer with Rachel, Ve'achkach Meis Achav Hasheni, and then Shimon passed away, Be'shami Aimrim, Ishtoi Imoi, Ve'halazu Teitzim Mishum Achoyes Isha. Rachel remains married to Levi, and Leah is completely released from Yibum or Chalitza because Bishami hold the Maimer is a kinya min HaTorah, and therefore Levi and Rachel are married min HaTorah, and Leah is exempt from Yibum or Chalitza because of Achayis Ishtoi. Rebbe Ami says, Maimer le Bishami koin the kinya gomer. The Bishami hold that Maimer affects a complete kinyan of marriage. The boy la fuke sagit la begita, so that if Levi wants to now release Rachel, it's enough for him to just give her a get. Rebbe Loza disagrees and says, Maimer le Bishami ein koina ela litchis patzara, as Rashi explains. Kalaimar litchis achoisa shalita astren elezuma shamachis zukuka. The Bishami hold that Maimer does not affect a full kinyan, and if Levi now wants to release her, he must give Rachel both a get for the Maimer and also chalitza, since Rachel is still considered a zukuka bound for Yibum, since he must still consummate the marriage to fulfill the purpose of Yibum, lahakum shem laachav. What Maimer accomplishes is that, for example, if Levi gives Rachel a Maimer, she becomes his full-fledged wife to the extent that Leah is considered Achayis Ishtoi, and therefore no longer Zakuk to Levi, and as a result, Rachel is no longer Achayis Ukukasai, so that Levi may perform Yibum and marry Rachel. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Yesh Zika, whether the requirement for Yibum creates a strong Zika bond between the Yavam and Yavama, in which they are considered regarding certain halachas as if married. Kala Naideris al Das Bailehi Naideris. A woman makes her nedarim based on the consent of her husband who supports her.